This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docter and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Nice to have you with us live from Whispering Pines Golf Club this morning, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. We're simply at the best amateur golf tournament in the world this week at the Spirit International Amateur Golf Championship. At the best golf course in Texas in Whispering Pines Golf Club. 80 players, 20 different countries, 6 continents. Charlie, you were a captain. You've been a part of this tournament. How are you this morning?
You know, I'm just wonderful. I'm downtown Houston at the studio. You're out at beautiful Whispering Pines. I mean, there's a golf course, and this is really the number one golf course in Texas, and really it's kind of hard to beat across the country. Corby and his team just have done a wonderful job, and this tournament that does so much to promote amateur golf and expose kids from all over the world to the great coaches at all the universities that come and watch the Spirit. It's quite a week of celebration, isn't it?
No, it really is. And really, there's a deeper story here than just the competitive play. You know, where the players are put up there at Camp Olympia, it has a camp aspect to it. It's a really inviting environment. It brings all the players together. And I was talking with some of the staff last night. It's funny. When they get to, you know, Camp Olympia the first day, they're kind of going, you know, what's going on here? This is not your, you know, typically the players are staying in hotels at tournaments. They play their golf. They connect a little bit at the course, and then they go back to their hotel. This gives the teams from, you know, 6 different continents a chance to come together and connect and get to know one another. And Charlie, you know how important it is to, you know, connect as an American with other internationals and to see the world. Your book is going to come out very soon. I was fortunate to read a chapter of that last week, and I noticed a chapter is the importance of connecting, you know, with the world globally. You did that, you know, going to Argentina as a young kid.
I sure did. My father took a job right after the war. You had to find work anywhere you could, and that my dad, who was a tool and die maker, he was educated at the Ford Training School, and it's all about automobiles, and they built an automobile factory in Argentina, and it's been going ever since. And I've still have my great friends down there that I grew up with, and they're all golfers, and except, you know, we're at an age now, you know, 80 used to be a bad score, but now it's great to be alive when you're 80.
Well, Charlie, you're still swinging it great. I mean, you were playing in a member tournament about 2 weeks ago. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Now, your Argentines, they're out here this week. 4 very good players. They're not, you know, they're in 19th as a team. Not doing great. As far as the scores are concerned here at the Spirit International, I'm reading the country team leaderboard where, you know, 2 men and 2 women play together. England is way out front, Charlie. We haven't seen England win since Danny Willett represented England in 2007. Canada is in solo second. I'm very impressed by Canada's women team. Vanessa Boliveros from Texas A&M and Lauren Kim from Texas, 2 incredible players. AJ, I think we have some sound from the Canadian women's team after round 2 yesterday. Vanessa, 6 birdies and an eagle, really lit it up. She's down the street at Texas A&M where Stacey Lewis's husband is a coach, and he's out here this week. AJ, if we have that audio, you can run that now.
Okay, I'm here with Team Canada, Vanessa Boliveros and Lauren Kim. Great playing today. Y'all are tied for the lead in the women's medal. Vanessa, 6 birdies and an eagle today. You played great.
Thank you. Honestly, I was almost competing against Carla. She was making every putt that she had, and it was kind of good to have that mindset to try to make as many as she was, and if not more. So playing with them definitely helped, and it was a lot of fun because we know them. But today, Lauren backed me up, so I could go make speed on all those putts. Mm-hmm. And make speed, we were like blowing it 15 feet by in the practice rounds, so we had that mindset today. But she also had some great putts, so it was a good day.
Lauren, how does Whispering Pines set up for your game?
Honestly, it's a little challenging for me, to be honest. I don't really know why, but some shots just don't set up the way that I prefer. But with the format of this event, I feel like I can be more aggressive and kind of have like a almost careless mindset and just hit shots and just be confident that it'll work out. And if not, I have a teammate that can back me up. But it's set up beautifully, so that's it.
What's it like to represent Canada down the street from you know, where you go to school at Texas? Must be pretty special.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. We're both representing our school. She goes to A&M, I go to UT, and so it's fun having our coaches and teammates and other friends out here supporting us in Texas. So, yeah.
Y'all get some rest. Have a good evening. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Now, Charlie, Lauren, Kim, and, you know, once again, the conditions are beautiful this week. I mean, we've had, you know, mornings in the mid-50s and, you know, afternoons in the mid-70s with not a cloud in the sky. Charlie, the course is soft, though, and you've played Whispering Pines a bunch. You know, when this place gets soft and there's limited roll in the fairways, it's a long golf course for some of these players.
Yes, it is. And this summer has been really rough on all the golf courses in Texas, especially up north of Houston. With the hurricanes that we had come through here, and really Whispering Pines was underwater. I mean, and so it is going to be softer than normal, and the kids should be happy with that because it really plays hard when it's hard and fast. So, but the scores are pretty darn good. I'm looking at all the scores and from Ireland and from France and Denmark and Japan and New Zealand. You know, this tournament that Corby started, the owner of this facility and the ideas behind the tournament, he was an All-American athlete at University of Texas, a football player on the national championship. And so he had a vision to bring golf a new tournament to Texas, and it's been so successful, and there's been so many kids move on to the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, and also into the business life. And so it's my hat's off to Corby and his staff and yourself who's promoting the event. But if anybody in the Texas area up in Humble, you want to go up and watch world-class golf, you're more than welcome.
No, Mr. Robertson has done an exceptional job with this tournament. You know, it's the 11th edition of the Spirit. It's been held every other year since 2001, except in 2017. Had some trouble there as far as Hurricane Harvey is concerned. But Mr. Robertson has done an excellent job. And once again, all the proceeds to this tournament go to the Baylor College of Medicine and the Teen Health Clinic and the Immunization Partnership. So, you know, this is a tournament that gives back to the community. We have high school students here from Trinity High School helping out, serving the hundreds of people on property this week. There's just so much greatness going on with the tournament, even on top of the fact that we have the 80 best international players out here. Once again, I'm standing in front of Josiah Gilbert, who's in a tie for first on the men's leaderboard. He's going to come on with us at 8:12. Charlie, you captained Team USA in 2001. The two men on Team Mexico this year are in a tie with the Australians at the top, Omar Morales from Mexico and Gerardo Gomez from Mexico. When you captained the United States in 2001, there was a girl on Team Mexico named Lorena Ochoa who would go on to be a LPGA Hall of Famer. I know you were very impressed with her game back in 2001, and Mexico has not won a medal here since.
Well, I can remember the first time I saw Lorena was on the putting green there at Whispering Pines, and I already knew her reputation. She was playing collegiate golf, and and around Texas, boy, you know, she was really, really a quality player, and she went on to greatness. And I watched her putt, and the first putt I saw her roll, I just could. She looked like Ben Crenshaw as far as the way the ball came off the face of the putter and how it reached the hole with effortless power. You know, it was really, really incredible. So I called Dick Harmon, and I told Dick, I said, I saw the next women's champion, and I said, yeah, come on, from Mexico, they don't play golf down there. And you know, anyway, she went on to greatness collegiately and also professionally. So it's a great field, and everybody should go out and watch these young people play golf.
Yeah, and you know, the average age of all 80 participants is 20 years old, but it's very unique. I mean, the youngest female player, 15-year-old Asterix Talley from the United States, who, you know, came runner-up in the U.S. Women's Amateur and the U.S. Junior. You say women's having a little bit of a rough week, but very impressive stuff nonetheless. But then you have the oldest male player, you know, 28-year-old Carlos Ardila from Colombia. You know, that's for the men. The oldest female player is 30-year-old Sylvia Escalante from Colombia. So their two best, you know, men and women players, you know, the Carlos is one of the men from Colombia. Mateo Fuenmayor is the other. Now, he is in college at Oregon State. But, I mean, I talked to Carlos earlier this week. I picked him up from the airport, and he actually went to IMG Academy, where I went to high school. But he's, you know, he's 2 years older than me, so I never knew him at IMG. But he said he went to college at Barry University, and then he had shoulder surgery right after university, quit golf for 3 years, picked it back up last year, and he's going to turn pro in the spring. He's played amateur golf over the last year. But amateur golf, a big world as far as the mid-amateur is concerned. But with the spirit, I mean, it's all the way down to juniors, Charlie. I mean, 15-year-old Asterix Talley, and you know, there's been a lot of high schoolers here over the years. You know, when you think about when Scottie Scheffler played, he was in high school. When Jordan Spieth played in 2009, he was still in high school. You know, Brooke Henderson and Lexi Thompson were both 15 years old when they played in the spirit. So a lot going on. We're going to get the tied leader of the men's individual leaderboard, Josiah Gilbert, on here at 8:12. Australia is having an incredible week at the Spirit. We'll look forward to talking to Josiah. He is playing his college golf at Auburn University. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour with Will Doctor, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Charlie, we have an incredible guest with us here at the Spirit International Amateur Golf Championship at Whispering Pines. Like I said in the opening segment, the best amateur championship in the world, 80 players from 20 countries, and we have Josiah Gilbert here. He's representing the Australian team, and Josiah and his teammates shot a combined 12 under 60 in round one. They stayed in contention in round two, and Josiah is in a share of the lead of the men's individual leaderboard with Team Mexico's Omar Morales. Josiah, great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Charlie, you know, you talked about in the first, you and I talked about in the first segment how this is a tournament that really brings the world together. Josiah, this is an interesting format here with the mixed leaderboard. You've got the men's leaderboard and the women's leaderboard, plus you're staying at Camp Olympia. How have you enjoyed this week so far?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. Just kind of getting to spend time with the team, and then obviously everyone else. There's games every night, all that kind of thing. The Camp Olympia aspect has been very different to what we have at pretty much every tournament that I've ever played, but it's been awesome. It's a great experience. And then the golf speaks for itself. I mean, it's one of the best courses I've ever played.
Charlie, Josiah plays his college golf at Auburn. We had the head coach of Auburn, Nick Clinard, on about a month ago. Any questions here for Josiah?
Well, who is your idol growing up? You know, Australia and down under, as they say, has produced so many great golf professionals and amateurs. And who did you model your game after as growing up in Australia?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I tried to model my game after anyone. I like to be very much kind of make my own game, but role model-wise, I looked up to Jason Day a lot. I think he's got just a great personality and great personal values, great family, and obviously the story of where he came from in life is pretty cool as well. So I think I always looked up to him.
Well, as you move forward into your education, are you going to come to the United States and go to college first?
Yeah, so I'm a sophomore at Auburn University right now. So
yeah.
Obviously under Coach Nick Kleinert and Chris Williams there. So, yeah, we're lucky enough to win a national championship last year, so try and run that back again this year.
Well, that's That's very good.
How about that experience at the NCAAs? I mean, talk about that week and Coach Clinard. That must have been pretty special for you.
Yeah, that was a very special week. That was the program's first national championship, and I think it just kind of highlighted what we had put into everything all year, really capped it off. We had seven tournament wins in a row, so that was really, really cool. We had a few seniors on the team that had made a run at SECs and Nationals all 4 years four years they had been there. And so just to cap that off for them and send them out on a high note was really special.
What are some things in your game, you know, obviously you've already made a huge footprint at the college level. You're only a sophomore. What are some things in your game that you want to work on maybe here over the next 2 to 3 years that will best prepare you for the next level?
Yeah, I think just being a little bit stronger mentally in terms of finishing golf tournaments. I've been in, like you said, really good positions to make a run at some tournaments this year and last year in college and over summer. So just being able to do that a little bit better. And I think by doing that, I probably need to be a little bit better of a wedge player and a little bit better on the greens. But we're getting there slowly.
You're playing on the men's team alongside Kai. What's y'all's relationship? And I know you mentioned to me that this is actually your first time representing Australia at the national level.
Yeah, so this is my first time with like the Golf Australia team. Obviously, we have the flag next to our names for everything, but first time being able to represent the team just because of COVID and everything. And when I moved to the States, kind of timing-wise, it didn't work. But me and Kai actually played my first ever interstate event, which was like the Jack Newton Invitational. I was like 13, and we played together my first ever round, like kind of in a big tournament. So we've known each other for a long time. He's in college at Tennessee right now. Great player. He's a freshman. So yeah, we've kind of grown up a little bit together. Haven't played too much golf with each other, but yeah, we've stayed in touch.
You know, one of the things that happens when you turn professionally and now, you know, you're at a major university is your diet changes. And what have you found that in being in the United States a lot, what food do you like and what don't you like?
Obviously, I'm in the South in Alabama. You guys probably fry too much food. I've seen a fried Oreo. That's where I drew the line. We're very blessed at Auburn. We have a great kitchen for the athletes that we make good use of. So I think just fueling your body with the right amount of things to recover as well as give yourself energy. I think recovery is probably the biggest thing that I've learned in college, just treating your body right and staying in shape.
Well, how are they feeding you up there at Whispering Pines?
Oh, we've got best food. We had Texas barbecue the first night. That was pretty unreal.
A lot of the players have asked me this week if we have a gym here.
Yeah.
And it's one of the couple things that we don't, but obviously that has changed. And, you know, I'm sure when you look back at the 2001 Spirit, you know, 20 years ago, there probably wasn't any golfers asking about a gym, but that's been a very new aspect of the game and fitness and hitting the ball a long way. What does that look like in your schedule at Auburn?
Yeah, so we have a great strength trainer. His name's Matt Smith. He works with us 3 to 4 times a week, and then whatever else you want to get in on top of that as well. And he does an incredible job working in both injury prevention and kind of just maintaining the muscle that we build up over the off season. That's a big thing in golf, is just maintaining. The season's so long that you kind of have to just not push too hard during the season. Make sure that your body's in the right shape year round. But yeah, just a lot of mobility, mainly just to keep yourself.
I know your Australians are very famous for their rugby, and here in the United States we play a game called football, which is not soccer. It's a game that's you dress up like a zombie, you might say. But what's your opinion of American football?
I think it's pretty good. I've grown to like it a lot in a few fantasy football leagues with a few of the boys. So. It's been fun. I think rugby's a little bit more primitive, in a good way, less pads. But no, NFL and college football have been great. I think the atmosphere is unbelievable. College game days back in Auburn are pretty sick. So it's been fun.
You know, I talked to Team Australia's captain Matt Ballard earlier this week. How long have you known Matt, and what has he provided to Team Australia this week?
Yeah, I haven't actually known him too long either, just because of the Golf Australia things, but we've been in touch a lot recently, and he's been great. It's hard being a team captain, man, like the logistics, the planning that goes into everything. He came in from Australia with Rachel Bailey as well, who's here this week, and just kind of getting everyone here on time is probably the hardest thing to do. But then after that, just some course management things, second opinions on just clubs off tees, where to miss the ball, things like that. Just talking through things is a big help for everyone.
What aspect of this golf course has challenged your game the most? I know you're playing really well. Share the lead.
I would definitely say the par threes. The par threes are very solid out here. I don't think I've hit less than a 6-iron into any of them. I think yesterday 16 was 260 yards straight into the teeth, so... There's definitely some solid par threes out here. I think if you're making par, you're not losing anything on the field.
Well, you know, one of the Australians that we've grown to love in Houston is Steve Elkington, who won the PGA Major Championship. Do you have any feeling for Steve Elkington, or is it Adam Scott, the people that are coming on? I know you. You mentioned your favorite player, but the professional game in in Australia is really good.
Yeah, absolutely. I know of Steve Elkington, obviously, but yeah, I think guys like Adam Scott, Cameron Smith, Mark Leishman, Jason Day, Minwoo Lee is a big one now that all the young kids are kind of looking up to. I think Minwoo's doing a great job on social media and everything, kind of... influencing the younger generation to maybe pick up a golf club,
the
try
chef.
Something new. So yeah, exactly. He's doing a great job. But yeah.
Yeah, you're following in their footsteps, Josiah. Minwoo played in this tournament in 2015, and Jason played in this event in 2007. Last question for you. What are the keys heading into this final round, as you have a share of the lead in the men's medal alongside Omar Morales?
Just staying patient. Be quiet. Quite honest, I'm not too worried about the individual right now.
Yeah.
It's a team event this week, so just staying patient with Kai. We're going to do our thing, go out and have some fun, keep it light, but yeah, just stay patient, hit some good golf shots, and the rest will come.
Josiah, keep up the great work. Great
awesome.
To have you here this week.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Charlie.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
Of course.
That is Josiah Gilbert of Auburn University. Great to have him aboard here at Whispering Pines on a Saturday morning. Best of luck to you, Josiah. Play well. Absolute stud, this guy. Unbelievable. Charlie, Auburn, you know, putting out incredible talent. I mean, you look over the years. Ben Martin, Jason Duffner, Mike Johnson, obviously, and now with this national championship-winning team, Jackson Covion and guys like Josiah Gilbert from Sunshine Coast, Queensland. Only a sophomore, but impressive game.
Yes, sir. A lot of great, great kids coming along the pike, and the game of golf is in good position, especially, you know, look at the tournament you're experiencing this week with all the national kids coming from all over the world. So my congratulations to Whispering Pines and Corby and everybody up there.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Once again, we're live here from the Spirit International Amateur Golf Championship at Whispering Pines. If you're in the Houston area or Huntsville or, you know, where we are here in Trinity, come out and watch. It's open to the public. Incredible talent down the leaderboard, as we just talked to Josiah Gilbert of Team Australia. He mentioned, you know, he's really not concerned with the individual aspect of this tournament. And that was, you know, a correct statement because, you know, the most important thing is the country team leaderboard where the men and women are playing together. And then you have two other main medals, the men medal and the female medal. And Australia has work to do today. They are seven back as a combined team of Team England. Once again, Team England led by Dominic Clemens and Matthew Barry. They are first at 32 under. Team Canada is second at 27 under. And Team South Africa is in third at 26 under. This is Charlie Epps Golf Hour coming back with a word from Insperity after this message.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Nice to have you with us. In case you missed our all-world exclusive interview with Josiah Gilbert, absolute superstar out of Australia representing Sunshine Coast this week at the Spirit International Amateur Championship. Forgot to ask him about this, Charlie, but, you know, he was a multi-sport athlete, Josiah was in high school. Played golf, basketball, baseball, cricket, Australian football. Said his favorite Australian comfort food is meat pies. And this guy looks like a football player. I mean, just looking at him, he looks like he could do some damage on a rugby field. Said he chose Auburn, Alabama, so he's got a lot of that war eagle in him. Charlie, great to be with you this morning as we celebrate some global golf going on here at Whispering Pines.
Well, Will, that's what it's all about. You know, we're introducing the world to different people, just like this young man that will probably go on to win the Masters or some major event. So all the kids up there that you've seen, from all the major universities. How many different universities are represented in the Spirit this year? Do you have a count on that?
Yeah, I think, Charlie, it's 18. I need to get confirmation. I need to get exact confirmation on that. They all are about, you know, the majority of them are in college. The average age, like I said, of all 80 participants is 20 years old. You know, with the youngest being 15, oldest being 30, but most of them are in that kind of college range. 70 Spirit players in this year's tournament at Whispering Pines are playing collegiate golf. You know, the universities represented are outstanding. Alabama, Arizona, Arizona State, Arkansas, Auburn, Baylor, UCLA, Texas A&M, Houston. There's a big representation. You know, your friend Coach John Fields was out here yesterday, Charlie. He was watching a couple of his incredible players. Tommy Morrison representing the United States. He is a top 20 player in the world. He became first American to win the European Amateur this past summer. Tommy Morrison, really a guy to keep an eye on. John Fields also watching the South African University of Texas men's duo in Christian Moss and Daniel Bennett. So, yeah, I know Charlie, he's a good friend of yours, and he has plenty of representation out here.
Yes, and one thing that the public should know about this event is put on by Whispering Pines and its sponsors. They provide all the money for all these kids to come from all over the world. The Spirit International, they have great relationships with all the, you know, the golf associations like the Argentine Golf Association, the Australian, and they bring these kids up and the coaches come. So it's really a good recruiting trip, not only just for kids that could play golf, in a major university and get a good education, and then you get to travel the world. So it's a celebration of success that Corby's had, and they continue helping kids from all over the world.
Yeah, no doubt, and you know, that, as Charlie just said, yeah, no, the Spirit Golf Association and you know, surrounding, you know, companies in the Houston area, businesses in the Houston area do a great job raising money to get these players out here, and so that they can represent their country on a national level at the best golf course in Texas. Charlie, a question for you here. You got a lot of players. You know, it's been a great week weather-wise. I would say it's been a perfect week. You did have a little bit of rain last week, so the course is soft. You know, I had a couple players yesterday to me asking, you know, I don't know why it's not lift clean in place. We're getting mud balls left and right. I mean, how do you approach a mud ball?
Well, that's really, the ball is unplayable, and I don't know why they wouldn't play lift clean in place, not only because it's a tournament that's creating goodwill and everything, and to have play with a golf ball that's unplayable, that doesn't make any sense, and you got to be very careful. And the PGA Tour and the USGA, they judge the facility, the golf course, and then they make the call. But I think make the call in favor of the players.
You hear the common fan talk a lot about, you know, how lift clean in place should be a mandatory ability for a golfer to do, regardless of the weather, and that if you're in the fairway, you know, you should be able to lift clean regardless. You know, even if, you know, a situation comes upon where you're in a divot, you know, the average player, Charlie, feels like they should be able to take it out of that divot if they've driven it well enough to be in the fairway.
Yes, sometimes the rules of golf don't make sense, and I think you know, they're worried about the golf ball going too far. How about it goes too far down into the ground?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. You know, all in all, not too many complaints about it, but you've seen it here or there. Once again, England out here at the Spirit International Amateur Golf Championship is leading the way at 32 under. As a team, I talked to Team England after the round. They're led by Stephen Burnett. He's the Team England captain. You know, he said, you know, they had a very steady day out there. You know, Dominic Clemens and Matthew Barry are the two individuals leading the charge for Team England. We talked to Dominic, who's at Alabama, and Matthew Barry, who's at LSU. Two great players. We talked to them after the round yesterday. We have a little bit of audio there. AJ, you can go ahead and run that now.
Okay, I'm here with Dominic Clemens and Matthew Barry of Team England. Guys, you are leading the team competition. How are you enjoying this format?
Yeah, I was actually thinking that out there. And, you know, it's so different to how we normally play. But, yeah, we've worked well as a team, and it's gone pretty good.
Matt, Don told me you all have a little bit of experience together.
Yeah, we've played together a few times, so being able to get out here and play in a different format like this is really fun. We kind of like bounce off each other really well, so it makes it a good time out there.
What are the focuses going into tomorrow?
We'll just do the same again.
Yeah, same again, and you know, get after it, make a ton of birdies.
Play well, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Just a stoic English duo. Charlie, hopefully, you know, we saw Matthew Fitzpatrick pick up a major for England at the U.S. Open a couple years ago. Danny Willett did it as well. Danny Willett played in the Spirit in 2007. They are a very strong team. We also spoke to their women's team. The women's team not doing as well as the men's team. The women's team is tied for fifth on the women's medal leaderboard. But their two women are Patience Rhodes and Nellie Ong, two great players. Patience is at Arizona State. I have to get confirmation on Nellie's university. I believe she's at NC State. We have some audio with Patience and Rhodes. We can go ahead and hear that now after yesterday's round, AJ.
Okay, I'm here with Patience Rhodes and Nellie Ong of Team England. Patience, Nellie, great day. What went well for you out there?
We were just draining loads of putts, and when someone hit a bad shot, the other one hit a good one, so it was like we were matching great, I guess.
Yeah.
You could say that, yeah.
Nelly, how does Whispering Pine set up for your game this week?
It's so nice. The greens are rolling so pure, so I feel like we can both, like, kind of talk about the putts and commit to the lines, and, like, the greens are just, they've been our friends this week.
Mixed format for this week. You also have the Camp Olympia aspect. Have you enjoyed it so far?
I think it's great. I love this format because you can almost, like, go for it, I guess. When someone's on the green going for par, you're trying to make your birdie. And Camp Olympia's been so fun, and there's loads of games to do, so it's really fun.
How many times have you represented England at this point in your career?
Oh, I don't know. Quite a lot. I'm not really sure the number, but yeah.
Nelly, what does it mean to represent England on a national level?
It means a lot. It's a very proud moment putting on the England t-shirt, and like competing at this high level, it means a lot to us, yeah.
Best of luck tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
So, Nelly Ong, I said she was at NC State before the audio. She is a freshman at Ohio State. She was a two-time Golfer of the Year and Outstanding Athlete Award during high school, and Patience Rhodes is at Arizona State. A big presence in the women's game here this week, Charlie. As far as the women's field, Adela Cernusek from Team France is one of the top-ranked players in the field. She's down the street at Texas A&M. She's ranked number 7 in the country. The best female in the country is Jasmine Koo of the United States. She's number 2 on the official world golf rankings. But, Charlie, you worked alongside Stacey Lewis in 2019 and 2021. She did a great job leading the United States in both of those years.
Oh, she was wonderful, and she's a great supporter of the tournament, and she is, you know, such a great ambassador for golf, and I really respect her very, very much.
No, she's done a great job representing the game and gone on to captain, you know, after she captained the United States at the Spirit in 19 and 21, went on to captain the United States to a win at the Solheim Cup this past year at the Robert Trent Jones course in Virginia. Charlie, before we go to break, how about a quick word for business owners looking to improve their HR capabilities?
Well, you know, the small business owner in the United States really is the backbone of our economy. And they really, really do a great job in growing their business. And sometimes you need a little more help than you can afford. And Insperity is a company that really has perfected the art of HR. They have researched all of the government regulations, all of the ins and outs on how you have to run a business and you report your income and you back and forth. So if you're a small business owner and you really want to grow your business, now we got our good friend, President Trump is going to lead us into prosperity one more time. Well, Insperity is a company that small business can really use as consultant to get their HR business in shape, but also grow their business. So go on to their website, Insperity.com, and just read a little about it, and you'll be amazed. Since 1986, they have grown their business from 4 people to 4,000, and that's because they really, really care about people, and that's unbelievable. I've had such a great relationship with them for so long, and they care about you as a person first and business second. So Insperity.com, a company that small business should investigate and probably do business with.
The Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and Charlie Epps.
All right, we're here live from the Spirit International Amateur Golf Championship at Whispering Pines. We talked to Team Australia's Josiah Gilbert in the second segment. In case you missed that, you can find that on Apple and Spotify. I'm really impressed by Team Australia this week. They're tied for 4th on the country team leaderboard. going into the final round. As aforementioned, Josiah Gilbert of Team Australia is tied for first on the men's medal leaderboard alongside Team Mexico's Omar Morales. We have Team Australia's captain, Matt Ballard, with us. I'm really impressed by Matt's work this week. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Will. Thanks for having me here.
What is your main role as a captain this week at the Spirit International?
Just to bring the players together as a team is probably the biggest challenge for me, just given that they're four individuals that are in college, trying to get them to come together for 1 week as a team, you know, to represent their country and put their best foot forward and make as many birdies as they can. A lot of the preparation throughout the week was done navigating the golf course, you know, strategically trying to figure out how to best attack this golf course, and just helping manage all the different personalities is one thing as well, you know. So I think you wear a few little hats, and occasionally sometimes players reach out and need some help with their game as well. So try to do a bit of everything.
Charlie, any questions here for Coach Ballard?
I was wondering if you were surprised to see all the beautiful pine trees around the golf course in Texas.
Yeah, definitely. Not something we were expecting at all. Having spent a little bit of time in Texas myself, I've not seen too many courses like this one for sure. It's a pleasant surprise. They frame the golf holes really nicely out there, especially on that front nine. There's some really cool holes with the pine trees lining the fairways.
Well, it's not very often that you have a piece of property that Whispering Pine is all about, but that the owner chooses. He just picked out the best holes. He didn't have to worry about building homes or building. He built a golf mecca, I think this tournament has really been successful for a lot of kids that have gone on to greatness in the game of golf. So when you promote golf in Australia, do the kids learn about this tournament early on?
Yeah, I can see what you say about the golf course, you know, just designing the holes as you would like. With this amount of space that he has out here, there's no, I think the freedom that you have to design a golf course on a piece of property like this must have been pretty cool. But in Australia, I think there's such a variety of golf courses that we grow up playing on. We have the Sandbelt in Melbourne. They're very firm and fast conditions, not many trees, a lot of bunkers. And then we have a lot of coastal courses too that are exposed to the wind. And then thirdly, we have some inland courses that are a lot more tree-lined. So I think if you travel a lot in Australia, you get exposed to a lot of different varieties of golf courses and grasses and certainly course designs.
Matt, you're super busy, you know, not only with the Spirit International, but, you know, you coach Team Australia, and I know I asked you about your duties this week, but talk about what you do outside of, you know, obviously just this week and your role as the team captain for Australia. You said you're making a few more stops in the United States before you head back to Australia.
Yeah, that's right. I think primarily my role is to, with our developing athletes in Australia, is try and develop them into top 100 players in the world. So we have this long-term view with our athletes to try and support them on their journey to turning professional. And not only that, you know, as they transition to turning professional, to try and help them become top 100 players in the world. So a lot of the decisions that we make around support and funding and travel and is around, you know, giving them the necessary support to get to that point. After this week, yeah, you're right, I'm heading off to Tennessee College with Kai Komulainen. Go and spend a couple of days with him there to check out his college, meet his coach, see what sort of support we can still offer to help him with his development if he needs any. And then on to San Diego State with another one of our athletes as well. We see a growing few number of players coming to America to go to college system to get further experience as well. So my role is just to keep an eye on them while they're over here, even though they're so far away from us, but just to see what we can do to help them.
Well, one of the challenges that you have, your country being so far on the other side of the timeline, is the time problem. I mean, you have to get used to the time where you go to play golf. Any suggestions on how you handle that situation for your juniors?
Yeah, the time travel is a massive concern. Jet lag is a real problem traveling on a 15, 16-hour flight from Melbourne or Sydney or Brisbane to the US. But one of the ways we've, in the last sort of 5 or 6 years, we've negated that is we have a Golf Australia house in Orlando,
as a base, where it's a home away from home for our Australian athletes. When they travel, we try to encourage all our players to fly into Orlando to spend a few days there. There's a few creature comforts there that make them feel like they're at home. We have two Australians living in the house to look after it. There's a gym, there's a practice facilities there, there's Australian food. There's a lot of things like that that make them feel like they're home, so they can get over their jet lag and then they can continue on wherever they're going to a tournament, whether it's a Q school or a tournament or a college event. Or so I think that's been a big help for our Australian athletes to try and manage that. Just about every player that you can name that's been on the PGA Tour or LPGA Tour has been through that house in the last few years, so it's a huge part of it.
You know, we've had so many great Australians represent Australia at the Spirit over the years. Minwoo Lee, Jason Day, some great players. How happy are you as a coach with the way that they are maybe getting involved with the junior golf of Australia? Any great examples? Steve Elkington, a great one in the Houston area. How are you happy with, you know, Australia and the pros and their ability to help out with the juniors?
Yeah, so we have what's called a give back program. It's not necessarily compulsory, but I'll give you two live examples that are fresh that at the moment. Cam Smith has a Cam Smith scholarship, which he pays for two young to the US with him. Or a live event, and he takes them under the wing, gives them inside ropes access, which has been hugely successful. A lot of good players have benefited from that, and he's so giving with his time. Another example, in January next year, Minwoo and Minji Lee are both hosting their and running their own Australian Tour tournament in Perth, Western Australia. Just another way to give back, so it's hosted by them. Hannah Green, also in Western Australia, has given back to female golf in Perth. Cam Davis, Lucas Herbert, Grace Kim. There's a lot of players that are all giving back to the Golf Australia program that has helped them get to the PGA Tour and LPGA Tour.
That's excellent stuff. So as an example, if Cam Smith has a live tour event in Tennessee, I think it was College Grove this year. I don't know if it happened, but hypothetically, you know, Kai could come down from Tennessee and walk inside the ropes and get some of that experience.
Yeah, Kai was actually a beneficiary of the Cam Smith scholarship about 3 years ago, I think. So he went to Florida and then spent a week with Cam. I'm going to forget the major that he went to. I think it was the U.S. Open. Cam took him to the U.S. Open.
Wow.
But just this year, Cam brought over two kids that went to the event that was in Marado here, I think.
Which was at the team championship.
That's not far from here, right?
No, not at all. It's about 2.5 hours north.
So, yeah, there was two boys there that got to spend a full week with Cam inside
the
ropes.
Yeah, I was up there at that tournament. Yeah, so. Great tournament. Mm. Yeah, it was there. It was Liv's Tour Championship.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm pretty sure that was it. Yeah.
Well, Matt, we don't want to hold you up too long. We know Team Australia is off here very shortly. Going to have a great chance to get in contention and medal this week. Australia tied for fourth at 25 under par. Can't wait to get out there and watch you. Thank you so much for the time before the round.
We need some more birdies today.
Thank you. Yeah, best of luck and safe travels.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Charlie?
Yes, sir. I think that was a great visit. It's interesting to see what other countries are doing for their athletes as far as golf. And you know, they got a great swimming program. And so it's great to see that, and it grows sports. And that was a good interview. Thank you.
Yeah, and another little piece to add there. Once again, that was Matt Ballard, the captain of Team Australia. One thing I forgot to mention about Josiah, who was our guest earlier, Josiah Gilbert, tied for first on the men's medal. He just received an exemption into the Australian Open on the DP World Tour, so we're going to be able to watch him on TV here in a few months. I want to get to one more thing, Charlie. The Team Mexico's men have just been outstanding this week. They're the other team in a tie for first on the men's medal leaderboard. I talked to Omar Morales and Gerardo Gonzalez after their round yesterday. They were very happy, played some great golf, 10 birdies and an eagle for that duo. Here was their audio post-round. Okay, I'm here with Team Mexico's Gerardo Gomez and Omar Morales, 10 birdies and an eagle between the two of you. Y'all are really feeding off each other.
Yeah, I think since yesterday we had a lot of chemistry. We birdied a lot of different holes, and Omar played pretty good today, and me too. I helped a little bit.
Yeah, I think he played really solid, and I was almost always hitting second into the par fours and in the par threes, so he gave me really confidence to just go out a lot of pins and give myself a lot of looks.
Gerardo, how does Whispering Pines set up for your game this week? Do you enjoy the golf course?
Yeah, I think the course I play in college, the Blessings is the same grass, so I kind of used to this grass. Yeah, like it's pretty good. You can get mad playing here.
Omar, a little bit of different format this week with three different leaderboards, mixed, men's, women's, plus the Camp Olympia aspect. How are you enjoying your time here?
It's awesome. It's a blast. I'm really glad I came to this tournament, and I'm sure it will be a memory that will last a lifetime.
Play well tomorrow, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Charlie, that was Team Mexico. Omar Morales at UCLA playing the U.S. Open. Gerardo Gomez at Arkansas. Really happy, all in all, with the tournament this week. I appreciate you breaking it down with me this morning, and it's going to be a great final round here at the Spirit International.
Well, what is it? What's the move forward? What's the Spirit? When will it be played? Is it every 2 years, or are we going to play it every year?
Yeah, it's a biennial event. So after today, the next Spirit will be in 2026. You'll see most of the same teams with different players, plus or minus one or two teams. We always try to invite some new teams every 2 years and get them involved if their world amateur golf rankings, qualify them for this tournament. Obviously, we take the national amateur champion of each country, men and women, and invite them here to Whispering Pines to compete. Team England out in front, they look like they're going to have a good chance to do it, but anything can happen as far as this format is concerned with the best ball competition. Charlie, what do you have going on the rest of the weekend here?
Well, the rest of the weekend, I'm going to relax. I'm going to hopefully, is it on the website? I can follow
yes,
the scoring?
Yes, yes, you can follow the scoring at www.thespiritgolf.org, and you can also follow a little more up-to-date highlights on our social media pages at the Spirit Golf, and you can find all of the live scoring over on Golf Genius. And once again, if you're in the Houston area, if you're in Huntsville, if you're in Trinity, it's going to be a beautiful day out here. Get out, bring the family, come watch the next generation of global superstars. Watching the Spirit International Whispering Pines, number one, it's looking into the crystal ball of the future of the PGA Tour and DP World Tour. And number two, you're getting a chance to walk around and watch some really competitive golf at the number one golf course in the country. And number three, it's all going back to charity. All the proceeds of this tournament go back to the Baylor College of Health, the Immunization Clinic, Teen Clinic. The SGA, led by Chairman Corby Roberts Jr., is doing outstanding things in the Houston and Trinity community through the global goodwill of amateur golf. So really happy to be on the team. Charlie Epps, you're on the board, former captain, former president. You've been around this thing since 2001, and your help with everything is much appreciated.
Well, it's such a great event, and you help kids, and you help the people that need medical help, and Corby and his family have just been an incredible resource for everybody over the years, and I'm proud to be involved with the event.
Charlie, that's all the time we have for now. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. We'll see you here next Saturday. Get out to Whispering Pines.
Bye-bye, everybody.